Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. Please be seated. Please be seated. Amen. We want to thank God for what our sister shared. She said, God, in his time, he makes all things beautiful. God will do it. Sister Nena also shared testimony. What are you doing while God is going to do his own? What are you going to do? What are you doing within that period? And the Bible tells us something in Job. We know about the story of Job, the captivity, the challenges, all the situations Job went through, almost 40 chapters thereabout. And the Bible says, when Job, in the midst of all his trials, his tests, his challenges, his problems, the Bible says, when Job prayed for his friends, God answered his prayers. God intervened into his own situation. What is that story telling us? That we should not be distracted. We must ensure that we are doing something while we are waiting for God. If you are not doing anything while you are waiting, you would be distracted. You would be discouraged. You would be distressed. You would be defeated. You would doubt. If you are not doing anything while you're waiting, the spirit of death will just be hovering, and everything that God is doing, you allow the enemy to take and snatch away from you. If you are not connected to God, you'll be disconnected from the blessing. And that's why it's important. No matter what they have said, no matter what anyone has said, the doctors, whatever they have said, your age, how long you've been married, God is able to set aside all the protocols, all the things, all the hindrances, all the limitations, all the frustration. God is able to set it aside. I want us to rise up. In accordance with the prayer that my wife has taken, Pastor Bolaji, I want us to, first of all, especially when people are waiting, we want to pray against every distraction. We want to pray against every spirit of distraction, every spirit of discouragement, every spirit of doubt, every spirit of distress, every spirit of defeat, because we are standing in the gap for these ones. As we join our faith, these ones, while they are waiting for God's timing, they will look on to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of their faith. They will not look unto man. They will look unto God. Because God himself will visit them. God himself will intervene. God himself will turn around their situation. Their story will change to glory. I want us to join our faith together and just begin to pray. In the moment of waiting, there is a lot of distraction. Let us pray against it. All sorts of suggestions. Every month goes by, there is more discouragement. We want to pray against that discouragement. Every year goes by, there is a spirit of defeat. There is a spirit of doubt. It cannot happen. And the enemy keeps on saying, it will not happen. It will not happen. It will not happen. And the person is under more pressure, under more stress, under more anxiety. And all the people that the enemy is pushing, the benigners in the lives of this world, they are continuously provoking them, bringing tears. Pray, 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 pray. Let us pray for these ones that they will be strengthened in their moment of waiting. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, they will be strengthened. They will be strong. They will be courageous. So any spirit that wants to distract them from the strength from the Lord, we come against it in Jesus' name. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Now, I want us to look at a scripture that the Lord led us to when we prayed in the morning, Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. The Bible says, now it came to pass in the 30th year. In the 30th year, it came to pass. It seems as if it's not going to come to pass, but it came to pass. No matter how long, it will come to pass. It says, it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Cheba, that the heavens were open and I saw visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, which was in the fifth year of King Joachim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Cheba, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. So it will come to pass. We have no doubt about it. Wherever you are, wherever you're hearing this, it will come to pass. No matter how many years have gone by, no matter what people have said, no matter how old you are, no matter how long you have been married, it shall come to pass. You must hold on to God and say, God, I will not leave you until you bless me. And the scripture says, as Ezekiel was among the captives by the river Cheba, irrespective of the challenges he was going through, irrespective of the challenges the person trusting God for the fruit of the womb is going through, the trials, the tests, the challenges, the problems, and all that have been spoken, whether spiritual challenges, whether physical challenges, whether family challenges, whether marital challenges, whether health challenges, the Bible says, though Ezekiel was with the captives by the river Cheba, the Bible says he did not allow himself to disconnect. And my prayer is that wherever you are, don't allow yourself to disconnect. As our sisters have said, encourage this one so that they will not disconnect. And what happened? As Ezekiel held on to God, refused to disconnect, even though he was among the captives, even though there was pressure, there was anxiety, there was fear, there was challenges, there was pain, there was sorrow, he held on to his connection. And our prayer is that everyone trusting God for the fruit of the womb, no matter what situation they are facing by the river Cheba, God himself would divinely visit them, and God himself would divinely intervene in the name of Jesus Christ. What are we going to pray? First of all, we want to pray for open heavens over these ones, that the heavens will be open. Because if the heavens are shut, then the prayers are not reaching and answers are not coming down. We want to pray wherever they are across the globe, wherever they are, whatever place they are right now, we want to pray that the heavens will be open above them. The heavens will be open, and it will be permanently open in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us begin to pray. Let us pray open heavens. Let us pray open heavens. That the heavens will be open. The heavens will remain open above them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for open heavens. Father, let the heavens be open above these ones. Their prayers are going to be lifted up unto you. Our prayers are coming unto you. And let answers come from open heavens. As the heavens are open, we want to pray that these ones, they will see visions of God. They will not look unto man. They will look unto God. They will trust God. God will reveal himself unto them. Even if they are weary or tiring, they will see visions of God and they will be strengthened. They will know that only God would intervene. Let us pray that these ones will see God. They will see God. God himself will reveal himself unto them. No matter where they are, no matter the situation they face by the river Cheba, Father, reveal yourself unto these ones. Reveal yourself, oh God, so that they will not weary, they will not tire. They will be strengthened, they will be courageous, they will be bold, even in their captivity. Father, we ask, oh God, that you reveal yourself. Reveal yourself unto them. Reveal yourself unto them. Speak to them, oh God. In their quiet moments, speak, oh God. Yes, wherever they are, at work, oh God, at home, oh God, when they see other people's children, when they are helping other people, oh God, speak to them, oh God, and reveal yourself unto them. So shall it be in Jesus' name. As Hannah went to Shiloh, God revealed himself. She saw visions of God, and she knew that God had taken care of it. As the heavens are opened, and this one see the visions of God, the Bible says the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel. Just one word will bring forth that child. Just one word. The revelation of that word. Hannah received that revelation. Mary received that revelation. Sarah received that, and we believe these ones will receive that revelation. That word will come express. Not maybe God said, or I think they will know that God has spoken. Amen. They will know that God has spoken. Let us begin to pray for these ones, that they will hear expressly from God. They will not hear from man. They will hear from God. They will hear from God. God will speak, and as that word goes forth, that word will bring forth their child. That word will release the power to conceive. That word will release the power to conceive. Let the power activate the seed. Let the power activate the womb. Let the word, the power in that word, activate that egg, those eggs. Father, we ask, oh God, that that word be received, oh God. As that word is released expressly, let that word be believed. Let that word be declared. Let that word be acted upon. Father, thank you, O God, for the power to conceive. Thank you for the power to conceive. Thank you for the power to conceive. Thank you for the power to carry. There shall be no miscarriages. There shall be no stillbirth. There shall not be anything, any ill health, O God. Father, let that power to carry, let it be released. And that power to bring forth at the appointed time, let it be released upon these ones. Because you have spoken, O God, and we receive that word, let these ones receive expressly from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lastly, the Bible says the hand of the Lord in the river Cheba was upon Ezekiel. We want to pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon these ones. The hand of the Lord will be upon them. The hand of barrenness will not be upon them. The hand of unfruitfulness will not be upon them. The hand of miscarriage will not be upon them. The hand of bringing forth and receiving a stillbirth will not be upon them. Father, we pray, O God, that as your hand is upon this one, your hand is also upon these children. The children that you have given to these ones, your hand is upon them, and your hand will be upon every one of our children in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, because as you start it, O God, you will not only provide, you will protect. Let your hand be upon each and every one. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, we just want to thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, God, because there will be rejoicing. There will be prayers. There will be thanksgiving. We know, God, as you have asked, you have answered. As we have sought, we have found. As we have knocked, it is open. Your word says, whatsoever we desire, when we pray, believe that we have received it and we shall have it. Your word says, this is the confidence that we have, that whatever we ask in accordance with your will, you hear us. It is your will that this one shall be fruitful. It is your will that they will bring forth. And because you hear us, you grant us the petitions that we deserve you. We have petitioned you, God. You will do exceeding abundantly above anything we can ever think or ask, according to your power that works within us. You will turn around the situation for your children. You will put a new song upon their lips. You will bring them out of that horrible pit, out of that miry clay. You would establish their feet upon solid ground. You would order their steps, and you put a new song upon their lips. Their story would change to glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I want us to lift up our hands unto the Lord. I say, Lord, we receive on behalf of these ones. We know, oh God, that you have done it. We will come and testify that this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. Thank you, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want to thank everyone for being here. And I believe that God himself will make sure anytime you gather, you do not leave empty-handed in Jesus' name. I also want to thank my brother, friend. And it was one of my workers when we were at Glory Worship Center, Redeemed Christian Church of God in Yaba, Lagos. Pastor Ruben Ogbogbo. He has gone on several apostolic journeys. Himself and his wife used to be in the Bahamas. And we thank God for your hospitality many years ago. And his wife and himself and his family, they are now in the UK. And he surprised me because I just saw someone that looks like him coming into the church. And I was thinking that it was his twin brother. God bless you. Thank you for coming over. I know that this is your family church in Toronto, because this is where Jesus Christ resides, in Toronto. So anytime you're in town, we're always excited and we look forward to seeing you. Amen. God bless you mightily. I'll just invite Pastor Ola to come and take our offering.